And with that thought in mind, we've reached that point on a Tuesday. SMH, why the face, all the acronyms.
What the French toast?
We call it What Are You Doing? And we lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline, and Alex leads off.
I could start off with Mark Emmert. I ask.
What are you doing?
Head of the NCAA has definitely been a turd most of the time he has been the boss, but he just stepped in it, you know, stepped it up a notch, let's just say that. He was asked about the Larry Nassar trial and its connection to Michigan State, which had Nassar as an employee, a doctor of the school, and received dozens of sexual complaint claims from different athletes, and they just simply ignored them. Coaches, assistants, administrators, trainers, other doctors, everyone at every step of the athletics and administrative staff at the school just ignored it. So Emmert was asked about it. His response was essentially the same as the administrators at Michigan State would give. I don't know enough information to have an opinion. Hang on. You don't have an opinion about the sexual abuse of hundreds. Yes, it is hundreds who have come forward of young humans. Like, I'm curious what information you would need to be able to form an opinion about the sexual abuse of young athletes who went to an institution under your jurisdiction. Shall we have Allie Raceman give you a speech as well? Would you like the 190 women to wait in a line outside of your office to speak with you personally? Pull your head out of your ass, dude, as we ask.
What are you doing?
All right. To Jacksonville Jaguar safety, Tashawn Gibson, I ask.
What are you doing?
I get it's the heat of the moment. And sometimes coverages break down, short field, multiple receivers, variety of patterns. So if you're the one closest when a big TD happens, it's tough. But on the winning AFC touchdown in the championship game, the pass from Brady to Amendola, it did appear you got beat in the back of the end zone and somehow seemed ready to point the finger of blame at a teammate as the ref was signaling score. Suggestion. Instead of looking to deflect responsibility, how about you notice Amendola's got one foot down, you're standing right there, maybe give him a nudge or a big old push out of the end zone and, you know, save your season? I've watched that replay at least a dozen times and can't figure out why that's not his first reaction in that moment. A little too late now, as we ask.
What are you doing?
I told you that the British say Jaguars, right? They say Jaguar.
Jaguar.
That's how you pronounce the car name, I think. It's Jaguar.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's that. To WCVB-TV in Boston, I ask.
What are you doing?
Oh, boy. I never want to say that again. Patriots came back, beat the Jags to go to the Super Bowl. Did any of us really not see that coming as the fourth quarter was developing? I kept saying, man, the Jags defense is great. No Gronk. I think they got this. Then you'd think, yeah, but Tom Brady. And sure enough, the Pats won because, of course, they did. Well, WCVB-TV in Boston tweeted out the exciting announcement for all of their followers and decided to accompany it with a picture they thought was from the game because it is a picture of a Jags player and a Patriots player fighting for a fumble. The problem is, well, that Patriots player in the picture was Aaron Hernandez.
Oy.
They apologized, claimed a news service that provides them with digital content made the mistake and that it will never happen again. Run away from Twitter and hide, fellas, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Let's move to Minnesota Viking coach Mike Zimmer, who we ask.
What are you doing?
Look, I'm betting big it doesn't matter, but you really don't want to throw in the towel when your fighter's behind on points and down 31-7 not exactly working in your favor. But at this juncture, you're kind of the aggressor. The offense had moved the ball deep into the Eagle red zone, down four scores, reached the Philly 7-yard line, and after three straight incompletions, fourth and goal from the 7-yard line. Time to get one of those scores, right? Chippy field goal, right? Nope. For some reason, Zimmer keeps the offense out there, still with a quarter and a half left, and you know, you're going to need that fourth score regardless of if you score a TD right there or not. Season of eggs, one basket, Keenum throws it up, and though Thielen nearly makes a circus catch, he doesn't. Incomplete. Basically, the season ended right there, and I can only ask two questions. Why? And
what are you doing?
Very nice. To Phil Mushnick, I ask.
What are you doing? doing?
Mushnick? Mushnick?
Phil Mushnick.
Mushnick.
New York Post.
Columnist, New York Post. And his opinion is trash. So it's from after last week's slate of NFL games, which included the Vikings' amazing win over the Saints. Stephon Diggs catches the pass, runs up the sideline for that walk-off TD. It was incredible, and everyone was super excited about it. Even Saints fans tipped their caps. But old man Phil Mushnick apparently felt the need to yell at something, like the old man on his front porch yelling at the kids in his neighborhood to keep the noise down and stay off his lawn, or just like yelling at the sun. He wrote a whole column about how Stephon Diggs exemplifies what's wrong with the NFL because of how he celebrated the touchdown. He threw his helmet and then posed, and that's pretty much it. I mean, he posed a whole bunch, but that's pretty much it. Mushnick said it was worthless self-aggrandizement, and that even him holding the ball out before crossing the goal line was terrible and shows the state of the NFL. Then he went on a diatribe about NFL celebrations in general and how much he hates them. Holy crap, dude. Everybody likes the NFL's touchdown celebrations. The early 2000s called. They want their hot takes back, as we ask.
What are you doing?
That guy has annoyed many people for many years.
Such a horrible take, man.
To NBA players, John Wall, J.J. Barea, I ask.
What are you doing?
You know, trash talking used to be an art. Gary Payton, when he was in Oregon State, yelling at the Stanford bench, "Can't anybody guard me?" Larry Bird telling the Mavericks that this is what's going to happen. Danny Ainge is going to inbound to Dennis Johnson. I'm going to get the ball right here. I'm going to hit a three and win the game, which is exactly what happened. Or the legend of Michael Jordan. So John Wall calls Barea a little midget. Barea's intelligent reply, well, his teammates don't like him. And it got to the point where last night Barea earned a technical with his team ahead 22 points. What's the point? Name calling, nobody likes him. This doesn't qualify as trash talking. It's sixth grade recess talk, and it's weak. Not exactly Reggie Miller scoring 8 points in 9 seconds at the Garden, then giving a very subtle choke sign, is it? As we ask.
What are you doing?
Weak trash talking's bad. It's the least common denominator.
I remember we spent like half a day going through Larry Bird trash talk and how legendary it was.
What he said to Dominique Wilkins, you don't belong in this league.
Yep.
What are you doing out here?
Dominique
they
Wilkins.
They got you guarding me? All right.
Would Miller get a tech for doing the choke sign today? I know in the NFL it would be a personal foul, so...
He scored, they gave up 8 points in 9 seconds. They did choke. On a technicality, there was no debate.
And he did it to Spike Lee, so I think that's allowed.
Right.